This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. The World Food Programme, WFP, Thursday said it is pressing Israel to allow aid into northern Gaza, where they say the situation is most desperate. Speaking at a news conference in Rome, WFP Deputy Executive Carl Scow told reporters that they're trying to head off a humanitarian crisis and airdrops are not doing the job.
It's important to understand that in order to avert a famine, we need huge volumes of assistance. We are talking about hundreds of thousands of people. And in that regard, the airdrops is not an option for averting famine.
Since the start of the war between Israel and Hamas, Gaza has been plunged into a food crisis with outside aid severely restricted. Meanwhile, the Palestinian militant group Hamas says ceasefire talks with Israel will resume next week, making a truce before the Muslim month of Ramadan highly unlikely. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports that as he prepares for tonight's State of the Union address, President Biden's aides and campaign are hoping it generates moments they can capitalize on during his re-election bid.
President Biden's aides are hoping tonight's State of the Union provides some fresh viral moments, like ones during last year's address, as the president discussed GOP efforts to cut Medicare and Social Security.
I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you.
Some Republicans heckled him, with one voice calling him a liar.
He handled that, and that he did that on his own.
And spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says if there's more heckling tonight,
the president's ready for anything.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's hoping to avoid a similar incident. A person familiar with his remarks says Johnson urged Republicans yesterday to show decorum in the House chamber tonight.